Good evening. Tonight's shiur dedicated to David Yitzchak Isaac Ben Rachel for Refuah Shalem, for Yeshua. Tonight is the last night, the last day of Teves. Tomorrow is Yom Kippur Katan. And then we begin the month of Shvat. So this is the week where we go from Teves to Shvat. And we read the parasha of Boi, Parashas Boi, the 15th parasha of Chumash, which talks to us about Yetzias Mitzrayim, which of course takes place on the 15th of the month. This is the parasha that Rashi says the Torah should have actually started with. The first Rashi in Chumash is Lo Ha'yitzarech L'Haskelas HaTorah Elam HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem She Mitzvah Shenitztavu Boi Yisroel. This is the first mitzvah that Klal Yisroel were commanded as a nation, is Parashas Boi. So Parashas Boi is a new Haskalah, a new beginning, the beginning of what's really Torah. Torah starts here in this parasha, even prior to the Aseres HaDibros. The first mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael are given as a nation is in this parasha, where the Torah should have started. And we know that a Havamina in Torah is also Torah, even though Torah does not start here. It starts in Bereishis. Bereishis Boi is actually Rosh HaTevis, Bereishis Bara Elohim. So there's definitely a connection between Bereishis and Parshas Boi. Both are beginnings. Bereishis is the beginning of creation. Boi is the beginning of Torah. Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim. This is the parasha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the parasha of Pesach. In many communities, they would sing. They sing this coming Friday night in Shabbos, Pesach Negunim. It's like the Seder. Because this is the parasha of Pesach. The Kriya is Ma'ira Dizman, as we mentioned many times. Whenever we read a parasha that is also read at another time, this, in this case, Parashas Boi has in it the Kriya of the first night of the first day of Pesach, Chol HaMoed Pesach. So this is the Kriya of Pesach, which is interesting that we're reading this as Teves comes to a close. And in fact, tonight, tomorrow, is the last night, the last day of Teves, is probably a very difficult day. It's a day of tremendous choshech, tremendous concealment. The 29th of every month is when the moon is concealed. It's concealed from view. That's why we have Yom Kippur Katan every Erev Rosh Chodesh. But Chav Tes Teves, because Teves itself is a difficult month, Teves, as we mentioned, is a month of Din. Mashiach has not yet come. Our goal is still to be mahapech Teves, to turn around Teves, so that Teves become the great month that it's intended to be. And in fact, there's a sefer called Ateres Yeshua, who writes that there are many different calculations, different cheshbonos, to exactly when the makos took place. One cheshbon, which Rabbeinu Bachya brings in his sefer, is that the makos started in Nisan. Being that the case, Choshech was in Kislev. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Kislev. So, Nisan is Dam, Iyar is Tzvardeya, Sivan is Kinim, Tammuz is Orov, Av is Dever, Elul is Shchin, Tishrei is Borod, Cheshvan is Arba, Kislev is Makas Choshech, which would make sense concerning Chanukah. Ulechol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moish v'yisam in the Makkah of Choshech, which is the Yom Tov of Chanukah. For us there's Or, for the Goyim it's Choshech, Choshech Zuyovan. That's one opinion. And according to that opinion, Teves, there were no makas. Shvat, there were no makas. Adar, there were no makas. It was from Choshech to Makas Bechoros, according to that. There are 3 months where there were no makas at all. So says the Ateres Yeshua, the Imrei Noyam, other Svarim, that means that Teves was the month in which Makas Bechoros was supposed to take place. And it was pushed off. Klal Yisrael weren't ready yet. If Makas Bechoros would have been in Teves, then Teves would not be the month that it is. Teves would not be the Aschalta, the Paranusa. Teves would not be the difficult month that it is now. It would have been elevated. It would have been a month of Geula, which it's intended to be, says the Sfarim, tell us there, the Ateres Yeshua, the Teves is in, destined to be a month of Aschalta the Geula, because that's the month in which Makas Bechoros was supposed to take place. Similar to Kislev, is when Chanukas HaMishkan was supposed to take place, but it was pushed off to Nisan, so Kislev became the month of Chanukah. Hashem pays back Kislev, so he will pay Teves back as well. But this year, it's interesting, that being that Shabbos Mevorchim was last week, so in the last week of Teves, we're reading Parashah, we're learning about Makas Bechoros. We're learning about Makas Bechoros as Teves is still with us. In fact, tomorrow's portion of Chumash, for those who do the Chumash every day, tomorrow, Wednesday, we do from Revi till Chamishi. So Revi of Parshas Bo begins with Umeis Kol Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim Be'Bechor Para Hereshav Al Kisai. The Hasra concerning Makas Bechoros, we're laning the last day of Teves, which is the month in which Makas Bechoros was supposed to take place. And at the same time, we are learning Ulechol B'nei Yisrael Lo Yechratz Kelev L'Shaynoi Ki Yodua, what the B'nei Yisoschar writes in his sefer called Regel Yeshora. He brings there from the Mekubolim that Teves is the month of the dogs. He says, in Teves is Shoylet Tov Tov Kuf Mem Dalet Klovim. That's what he quotes from the Mekubolim. 944 doors, whatever that's supposed to mean. Klovim, the HaKlovim Azei Nefesh, Amolek is compared to a Kelev. Kelev is the Klipa of Kelev. It's the most difficult Klipais, difficult Tumais. So when Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, lo yechratz kelev, the dog is not barking. The tumah of kelev is humbled. And we're laning that, for those who do the parsha, that every day you do the portion of Chumash pertaining to that day, Revi'i, tomorrow, the last day of Teves, the darkest day of Teves, being that it's the day of concealment, the moon is concealed, Teves, which is the month of concealment as it is, so tomorrow is sort of Choshech, Besol Choshech, yet the Kriya in the Torah is about Makas Bechoros, Lo Yechratz Kelev L'Shoinai, and HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, which is the Moilad HaLevana, the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael is an Ummah. Let us hope that in that Schus Teves will be Nimtak, we shouldn't have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. As the Svarim tell us, based on the Zohar, the first half of Shvat is still Midas HaDin. Starting Tu B'Shvat is Hamtakas HaDinim. As mentioned many times, every month has a Tziruf, a combination of Hashem's names. So the combination of Hashem's name tells us the Arizal that you're supposed to have in mind this coming Rosh Chodesh, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Echadish Chodoshim, is Hey Yud Vav Hey, Homer Yimirenu Vahoyahu. It's a pasuk in Bechukosai. So the first half is backwards. Homer Yimirenu is Hey Yud instead of Yud Kei. Backwards is Midas Hadin. The second part, Vahoyahu, that starts Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is the Hamtaka, like Tu B'Av. Av is also, Av and Shvat are the same. What in the summer you have Chodesh Menachem Av, which is half Din, half Rachamim, till Tu B'Av is still Midas Hadin, even after Tisha B'Av. Starting Chamisha Asa B'Av already is Yom Tov, preparation for Elul and Tishrei, Yemei Aliyah. We're saying now, till Tu B'Shvat is Yerida, is Din, starting with Tu B'Shvat is Hamtaka, is Aliyah. The goal though is that we should be Mahapech these days. Be Mahapech, the Yemei Din, the Yemei Mitzorim, the Yemei, these days that are under the Shlita of Mitzrayim, which is why we're learning about the Yerida to Mitzrayim as we began Teves, and now we're learning about the Aliyah and the Yitzia from Mitzrayim. This is the parasha of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which this year we get to read about Yitzias Mitzrayim in the month of Teves. Teves is not over yet, and we're learning already about Yitzias Mitzrayim. This parasha begins with Makas Arba. Makas Arba is the eighth Makkah of the Makkahs. And it ends with the mitzvah of Tefillin. It ends with Kadesh li kol b'chor, Petah kol rechem b'vnei Yisrael, that which we say we put on the Tefillin. So this is the parasha that begins with Makas Arba and ends with the mitzvah of Tefillin. V'hoyo lo'ois al yodacha ul'toy tofois bein einecha ki b'choisek yodhoi tzionu Hashem b'mitzroyim. So what's the connection between Arba and Tefillin? Chadashli Kol Bechor tells us the Imrei Noyam is Begematria Teves Shvat. Chadashli Kol Bechor. The goal during this time, which is Shoivavim Tat, these special weeks that we're in now, is Chadashli Kol Bechor. Reuven Bechoriat, Akoichi Vereshis Oini. Chadashli Kol Bechor is Teves in Shvat. Where do we see this? What exactly does this mean? And especially, this is the week now that we go from Teves to Shvat. There's another opinion. When Makkas Arba took place, we mentioned before the opinion of Rabbeinu Bachye. That's the proper way of calling his name. Most people say Bachaye, but it's Bachye. There's another opinion. And that opinion is the opinion of the Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi tells us, this week's parasha, that Makkas Arba happened in Shvat. In fact, he says it happened two b'Shvat. Every Makkah began on the 15th of the month. So, Arba began two b'Shvat. Choshech was on Purim. Shushan Purim. And Makkas Bechoris was Tesvav Nisan. It would make sense in the order of the months not have to come on to this discrepancy of Teves, Shvat, Adar. So he has a different Cheshman. There's also another Cheshman. Ramban says that Arba was an Adar. For tonight, we'll follow the Kedushas Levi. He's certainly reliable. Now, all these, the Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, Arba was in Shvat. And being that Parshas Boy is always read in Shvat, we always lay in Parshas Boy as the month of Shvat begins. Sometimes it's the first Shabbos in Shvat, like it is this year. Sometimes it's the second Shabbos in Shvat. But Parshas Boy is the Parsha read in the month of Shvat. What does Arba have to do with Shvat? Makkas Arba is very different from the previous Makkas. We noticed many, many changes. Some of them were discussed in previous years. Just to mention a few, with perhaps some new diyukim. This is the only Makkah where we find the servants of Paroi speaking up. Never did the servants of Paroi have the chutzpah to talk in front of the king. But here, suddenly, Vayomru Avdei Paroi Elov Ad Mosa Yiyazeh Lanu L'moikesh. What happened all of a sudden that the Avdei Paroi feel that they have a right to speak and they're not worried that they're going to be beheaded? And not only that, but Paroi actually listens to them and has Moshe and Aaron returned and asks Moshe and Aaron, tries to make some sort of compromise. Mivam Bihaholchem. We notice another interesting thing here, which we don't find by the previous Makkas. By the previous Makkas, Moshe has and Aaron have respect for the king. They were told to respect the king. By Yitzaveim El Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, Rashi says that Hashem told them, despite what you're going to think and the feelings that you're going to have, we can imagine the seething anger that Moshe and Aaron have when they walk into the palace, the arrogance that they see on Paroi's face, the defiance. He's still the king and you have to respect him. And the way to respect the king is you walk out backwards. You never show your back to the king. But by Makkas Arba, it says, right after Moshe warns Paro, Vayifen Vayetze Me'im Paro. He turns around and leaves, clearly, disrespectfully. He turns around, so his back is facing the king. Why? Why here is Moshe disrespectful to Paro? If he's supposed to respect him, Paro is still the king. In fact, even later, the Yordu Chol Avodecha Eila Eilai, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paro, he doesn't say, V'yoradeto Eilai. He says, V'yordu Chol Avodecha Eila Eilai. And Rashi says, because he has to give respect to the king. Chol HaKovet L'malchus. So Paro is still the king, really. No one ever said that he wasn't dethroned. Yet Vayifan Vayetze, Moshe turns around and walks out. Another interesting thing we find here is the Torah does not tell us what the Makkah is going to be. Hashem says to Moshe, Boyel Paroi, and Rashi says, warn him. He doesn't say what to warn him. He just says, Ki ani echbarati yaslibo v'yaslev avodav l'man shisio yisoysai eile bekirbo y'l'man tesaper b'oznei vincho v'en vincho. No mention of any Makkah. Moshe comes together with Aaron and they tell Paro that if you refuse to send Klal Yisrael, Hinini mevi mocha arba b'gevulecha. How does Moshe know it's going to be Arba? Hashem never told him. Okay, the Ramban and other Mefarshim say it. Obviously, Hashem told him, doesn't have to say it every time. But why is it different here? Why by Arba is it sort of concealed? The Makkah is concealed. Hashem doesn't tell Moshe what the Makkah is. Sort of Moshe, you have to figure it out. And how is Moshe supposed to figure it out? The Zohar, at the beginning of this parsha, just like the Medrash starts off every parsha with a pasuk, so all the Svarim bring down the Zohar that at the beginning of this parsha that starts off, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe boyel paray hadohu dechsiv ashrei ha'am yoidei serua." Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Peites, that we say, of course, on Rosh Hashanah. What does that have to do with Arba? What does that pasuk have anything to do with Arba? We find something else strange by this Makkah, and that is that Paro, after he calls Moshe back and tries to compromise with him, he warns Moshe Rabbeinu, and he tells him, "Re'u ki ro'a neged peneichem." I see something terrible happening. My stargazers have told me that your people are going to be killed in the desert. I see blood. He saw blood. Ro'a neged peneichem, Sefer Tevis Hadam, as the Baal HaTurim says. And Rashi quotes this medrash here, that there's a star that's name is Ra'a. Paro says, "I see with my stargazing powers, this star, Ola the Kraschem Ba'amidbar, it's a sign of blood and killing." So, and when later, when Klal Yisrael, after the Egel, Hashem wants to wipe out Klal Yisrael, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu defends us, and he says, "Loma yoimru mitzrayim leimar b'ra'a hoitziyam." They're going to say that Paro was right, when by Makas Arba, Paro said that he saw Ra'a, he saw bad befalling Klal Yisrael. So, says the Pasuk there, Vayinochem Hashem al ha-Ra'a, Hashem does not wipe out Klal Yisrael. And then Rashi adds, V'hofach es hadam ledam mila. The blood that Paro saw, there was blood, but this blood turned instead into the blood of mila. Shemol Yehoshua Oisem. Yehoshua circumcised the Jewish people when they entered Eretz Yisrael. V'zeu shenem ha'yoyim galoisi escherpas mitzrayim me'aleichem. Why only by Makas Dam, by Makas Arba rather, did Paro see Dam? If anything, by Makas Dam he should have seen this. Why does he see this by Makas Arba? We'd assume this stargazing power Paro already had from before. So why is it by Makas Arba that Paro sees this? And many other questions that Arba is different, very, very different from all the previous Makas, especially that it's in a separate parasha. Torah separates the first seven and the latter three Makas into two separate parashas, as mentioned in previous years. Why? Another thing here we find that Paro refuses to send the children, which he didn't refuse till now. Whenever he said he's going to let the Jews go, he didn't mean it, but he said he's letting them go. But over here, he says, who's going? So Moshe says, we're all going. So Paro says, no. You want to go, you can take the adults, but you're not taking the children. Yehi chein Hashem imochem, kasha ashalach eschem v'estapchem. May Hashem be with you. It's an expression, you know, God be with you if such and such happens. You think I'm going to send the children? I'm not sending the children. Re'u ki ro'a neged peneichem. And he says, no, only the men. And then it says, Vayigoresh, he chases them out. They're chased out of the palace. Also something which never happened before. And that doesn't happen until later. Goresh, Yigoresh, we find before Makas Bechoros, or later on when Paro chases Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, as we will promise, ki biyod chazaka Yigoreshem. A lot of very, very interesting diyukim and shinuyim that we find by Makas Arba that we do not find by any of the previous Makas. And perhaps to answer all of these questions with the Kedushas Levi's opinion that Arba takes place in Shvat. Shvat, there are three opinions which Shevet corresponds to Shvat. If we count from the order of the way they were traveled in the desert, Shvat is Osher. Osher was the 11th of the Shvatim. The Ashtei Osa Chodesh Nosi Livnei Osher Pagiel ben Ochron. What day did Pagiel ben Ochron, who was the 11th Shevet, which is Osher, sacrifice his carbon? Yud Aleph, Nisan. On the 11th day of Nisan, that's when the Nosi of Osher sacrificed his carbon when they inaugurated the Mishkan. So Osher is the 11th. Being that the case, Shvat is the 11th month. Shvat is referred to as the Chodesh Ha'ashtei Osor. The Ashtei Osor Chodesh Be'echad La'Chodesh, we have in Parshas Devarim. Moshe Rabbeinu began teaching Sefer Devarim on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. According to Beis Shammai, Rosh Chodesh Shvat is already the Rosh Hashanah Va'ilon. Ashtei Osor, that's 11. Which also requires clarification. A very interesting word, Ashtei. Ashtei, the Gemara says, you learn out from that word, kol hamoisiv goyreya. When you add, you're really subtracting. Not all the time, but sometimes an addition, like the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to add to the Torah. There are 613 mitzvahs and no more. If you add, that's really subtraction. It's not addition, it's subtraction. If a person's chas v'shalom born with two hearts, he's not healthier. He's not going to live a double, he's not going to live twice what everyone else lives because he has two hearts. Anyone who knows medicine knows that an extra organ is a mum. The word shtei means two. Shtei asor would be 12. You put an ayin before it, it decreases its value from 12 to 11. So kol hamoisiv goyreya. You find the same thing with the word amosayim, the Gemara in Sanhedrin that brings down. Amosayim, mosayim is 200. But if you put an aleph before it, it becomes two. Two amos. All the zeros disappear. So there's a decrease. It goes down. We're adding a letter, yet the value goes down. Ashtei is 11 because there's an ayin before it. If you take away the ayin, it'd be shtei osar, would be 12. Ashtei osar is 11. That itself, if we have the time to do this now, all of this, needs a beer. Why Chodesh Shvat, of all the Chodoshim, is referred to as Ashtei Osar, which is 11, it's the 11th month, the Pasuk calls it so. We find this here and in Zechariah it says straight out, the Ashtei Osar Chodesh Hu Chodesh Shvat. That's the only time it ever says Shvat in Tanakh, is in Zechariah. That the 11th month is the month of Shvat, and it's called Ashtei Osor, with that ayin which makes it from 12 to 11, Kol HaMoisiv Goyreya. What's the inyan of Kol HaMoisiv Goyreya? So according to that opinion, Osher is Shvat. There's another opinion that Yosef is Shvat, because Yosef is the 11th of the Shvatim in the order of their birth. So if you go that way, then Yosef is Shvat. Then there's a third opinion, which is not as known, and that's what the Yaris Devash, Rabbi Nissen Eibshitz, brings in the second drush in his sefer, a beautiful drush, it's all of his drushim. So he brings down that there's another order how to count the months. And he starts from Tishrei, not from Nisan. And therefore Shvat is the fifth month. And he counts them in the order of the Imohos. So it's all the Shvatim that were born from Leah, then all those who were born from Yosef, then Bilah Zilpah, or Bilah and Zilpah, and then Rachel. So he counts the first six. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun. So according to that opinion, Shvat is Yisachar. So we got either Osher, Yosef, Yisachar. Those are the three opinions who Shvat is. One thing everyone agrees, though, that Shvat is the month in which we have Tu B'Shvat. Everyone knows that Shvat is the month where we have the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos. Echad B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon according to Beis Shammai, and according to Beis Hillel, it's Tes Vavboi. And in this Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Shvat is equated to Elul and to Nisan and to Tishrei. Those are Arba'a Rosh Hashanah. There's Echad B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim, which is in this week's parasha, HaChodesh HaZelachem. Always read Rosh Chodesh Shvat time, equating Rosh Chodesh Shvat with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Then there's Echad B'Elul, then there's Echad B'Tishrei. So there's Tishrei, Elul, Nisan, Shvat. Shvat was Zocha from all the Chadashim to be called Rosh Hashanah. Shvat was also Zolcha to be the Chodesh of Shovavim. In fact, the entire Shvat, practically, especially in a year like now when it's a leap year, the entire Shvat is part of Shovavim. Teves starts first after 2 weeks. The first 2 weeks of Teves is not Shovavim yet. Adar, even when it does go into Adar like this year, it's only the first week and a half. But Shvat is entirely Shovavim. Why was Shvat Zolcha to be the month of Shovavim, which is the last tikkun, as the Svarim say, before Mashiach comes? And it's interesting also, Osher is mentioned last. If Osher is Shvat, Osher is mentioned last in Chumash. The last one to receive a bracha from Moshe Rabbeinu was Osher. Ulo Osher, Omar, Baruch Mibonim, Osher, Yehirut Tzli Echav, V'toivel Bashem and Ragloi. That's Osher, and that's it. Moshe Rabbeinu was finished benching all the Shvatim. Osher is last. The end of time. Osher. There's another very interesting yediyah, and with this we could try to answer this. And that is the Beis Yosef brings down a Huchas Rosh Chodesh, a Shibolei Haleket, one of the Paiskim, who must have seen this in previous Svarim or in the Drashim, that say as follows. Very interesting idea to know. The last Mizmar of Tehillim, which is Mizmar Kuf Nun, has in it 12 times Hallelu, starting with Halleluka, Hallelu Keil Bekotcho, Hallelu Berkia Uzo, till Kol HaNeshama Tehallel Yutke, Halleluka. He says the 12 Hallelus in the last Mizmar of Tehillim correspond to the 12 months of the year. And when there's a leap year, there's a 13th, that's why we say Kol HaNeshama twice. We should really only do it in a leap year, but we do it every day. But this, the reason we repeat it is for the Halleluka of Adar Sheni. That's what the Shibolei Haleket, which the Beis Yosef quotes in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, says. But he doesn't go into which Hallelu is which month, he just says it as a fact. Later, Svarim elaborate as to exactly which Halleluka corresponds to which month. For example, the sixth Halleluka happens to be Halleluhu B'Seika Shofar. And the sixth month is Elul, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tamazov, Elul. Elul is the month that we blow Shofar every day. Halleluhu B'Seika Shofar. What's the 11th Halleluka of all the Hallelukas in this last Mizmar? Halleluhu B'Tzilzalei Seruwa. That's Shvat. Shvat is Trua. What does Shvat have to do with Trua? One time it's brought down is Trua is the letters Torah Ayin. The Torah that was translated into 70 languages. When was the Torah translated into 70 languages? Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and the entire, it wasn't only that day, it was the entire month of Shvat, the Pasuk says on the Furash in the Varim, Be'ashte Osar Chodesh, Be'echad La'chodesh, Hoyol Moshe De'eres HaTorah HaZayis. Moshe began to explain the Torah, says Rashi, Be'shivim Lashon Pirshalem. So Moshe began translating Torah in 70 languages, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Sefer Devarim was taught Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the entire Shvat until Zayin Adar. So that means the whole Shvat was the month of Sefer Devarim, Mishneh Torah, the month in which Moshe Rabbeinu was translating the Torah into 70 languages, that's Torah Ayin. Another beer brought down is Torah Ayin, is the Torah that has 70 Shivim Panim L'Torah, as we know. The Torah can be interpreted 70 general ways. It's even more than that. The Arizal says every pasuk can be translated Shishim, Ribo, Birushim, and I'm sure it's even more than that. It's Ein Sof, but it's based on 70. Torah Ayin. That's one shot in the Teruah and the connection to Shvat. Perhaps we can say a different idea and connect it also to the time that we're in. Ashrei ha'am yoidei surua, that pasuk, which the Zohar quotes here right at the beginning of this parasha, is a pasuk that we say Rosh Hashanah. The Medrash says on that pasuk, what does that mean? Fortunate are the people who know how to blow a shofar. Who can't blow? It's a big deal. I mean, I personally can't, but most people take a shofar and you blow it. It's a big deal. Ashrei ha'am yodei seruah. So the Medrash Vayikra Rabbah says, Ashrei ha'am who know how to be mahapech the midas hadin to midas harachamim through the truah. The truah that we blow on Rosh Hashanah takes Hashem from kisei din and puts him on the kisei rachamim. That's what the Medrash says on this pasuk of Ashrei ha'am yodei seruah. Ashrei, fortunate. Tehillim starts with the word Ashrei. Ashrei ha'isha shaleholach ba'atzas rishoyim, ending with the word Halleluka. And this pasuk that the Zohar quotes here, connecting to Makkah's Arba, starts with Ashrei. Ashrei ha'am yodei seruah. What's Shvat? Shvat is the month of Shoivavim. Shoivavim is the month in which we're being mehapech midas hadin to midas harachamim. It's the month that we're being mesakein the chatoyim, particularly peh and mila. It's bris, as mentioned in the previous weeks, bris haloshen and bris hamor, that's loshen hora and bris mila, these two. Dam Pesach and dam mila. Pesach is Pesach, as the Arizal said, the mouth that talks, Pesach. Pesach is the month of talking, the yomtiv of talking. Haggadah, v'higarta levincha, this week's parasha. Lamant hisaper ba'oznei bincha uven bincha. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and this Sipur is first mentioned here by Makkah's Arba. Arba is the eighth Makkah. The eighth Makkah, the number eight, is the number that is associated with Mila, the number that is associated with La'osid Lovay, the number that is associated with Mashiach. This is the parasha of Mashiach. This is the parasha of Geula. Boy el Paroi. If you add the word boy to the word Paroi, Paroi is equal to 355. If you add boy, which is equal to 3, to the word para, equal to 355, you get 358, which is begematria Mashiach. Boy el paroi, bring Mashiach. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, boy el paroi, this is the parasha of the Geula. The Geula is rooted here, because all the Geulas are rooted in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So including our Geula, the Geula that will happen through Mashiach Tzidkenu, which is Toloi and Tikkun Shoivim, as all the Svarim tell us, in the Tikkun of Midas HaYesod, is this week's parasha. Shvat has a number of meanings. One meaning is, Shvat, Shevet, means Malchus. Vayasar Shevet mi Yehuda, or we say in Balak, become Shevet mi Yisrael. Or in Tehillim, Shevet Mishar, Shevet Malchusecha. Shvat is Malchus. It's a scepter. The Melech has a Shevet, a rod. Shevet, Shvat is Malchus. Osher, it says, May Osher Shmeino Lachmoy Vehu Yitain Madane Melech. From Osher came Shemen Zayis. Shemen Zayis was used to anoint the kings. So Osher symbolizes Malchus in that respect. Shvat is Malchus. There's another meaning of Shevet. Shevet is also the word that is used in association with punishment. As we say in Tehillim, Teroyim B'Shevet Barzel. The Shevet is the rod, Shevet Api, the rod of the staff of punishment. The Makos are always read in Shvat, at least Parshas Boy, we read the final three Makos are read in Chayde Shvat. Shvat is a month associated with the punishment for the Umas HaOlam and the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. The Malchus of Klal Yisrael develops in this week's Parsha. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem is Echad Ben Nisan, which is Rosh Hashanah LeMelochim. Kol Yisrael Melochim Hei, Melech. Lochem is Isis Melech. The Malchus of Klal Yisrael develops by Makas Arba. Dafka by Makas Arba. Makas Arba is already a new level of Makas. This is the eighth Makas. This is a Makas that is associated with Damila. That's why Parai sees the blood. He sees the blood. Dafka by this Makas, he sees the ro'ah, he sees the pagam habris, he sees. That's what Paroi sees. Paroi is pera, which is lashon hara. Pagam haloshon, pagam habris. But what he doesn't see is that it's really damila. It's not, it's nishapech. Vayinochem Hashem al hara, it's nishapech, because the koyach of shoivivim, which most of it is in Shvat, has the koyach to be mahapech, the dam of misa, the dam of hariga, to damila. And what day did that take place? The Pella is, that took place Yud Aleph Nisan. Yehoshua circumcised Klal Yisrael on Yud Aleph Nisan. As it says in the Furish and Seder Olam, that it was the 11th of Nisan that Yehoshua was Mal Klal Yisrael, and that month corresponds to Shvat, because Shvat's the 11th month. So Paro sees Dam. Paro sees Dam by Arba, which is the eighth Makkah in the 11th month, which is Chayde Shvat, according to Kedushas Levi. So Paroi sees the Hepech, he sees Dam of Pagam. But really what it was, is it was Dam Mila, it was Nishapich to Dam Mila. And that's why in this parasha we have Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, which we say, by every bris, we say, Bidomayich Chayi, Bidomayich Chayi. That's Pesach and Mila. Pesach is Pesach, that's the Pei. And the Mila is connected the Ayin. There's the Peh and the Ayin. When Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Boyel Paroi. So Rav Sham Shemi Astropolia, quoted by the Chassam Sofer over and over again in this week's parasha. There's no mention of what the Makkah is. So Rav Sham Shemi Astropolia says, if you take the letters Beis Aleph and exchange them with the Peh Ayin, in Paroi there's a Peh. A Peh and a Beis are interchangeable. And an ayin and an aleph can be changed. The oisiyas that come from the same part of the mouth, we can change. Bum, beis vav mem pei, aleph ches hei ayin. So boy el pari, if you switch the pei with a beis, and you switch the ayin with an aleph, you get arba. That's what the Sham Shem Astropolia said. It's hard to imagine that that's exactly what Hashem meant, but everything is true, everything is part of Torah, but there's perhaps an amkus to this. Paroi is pera. As long as paroi is in existence, there's Pera, there's Lashon Hara, and there's the Hepech of Bris. Boyel Paroi, switch the Pei with the Beis, and switch the Ayin with the Aleph, because the Pei and the Ayin, that's where the Pagam is, the Pei and the Ayin. The Ayin means
Shmiras Lainayim, and the Pez, Shmiras HaPeh, these two, Pei Ayin, is what have to be rectified during this month in particular, especially in Shvat. V'chiso es ein ha'oret, says the Pasuk here. The Abba covered the eye of the earth. Close, the eye has to be closed sometimes. So Yuchal Liroy says ha'oret. And that's tefillin, the tefillin shel yad, it says it's kenega de lev. V'hoya la'ois al yodacha. La'ois is Rosh HaTevis, v'lois ha'suru acharei levavchem. And the taitafos are bein einecha. So the taitafos are the einayim. The tefillin shel yad is the lev. And taitafos, Rashi says, is a lashon of dibur. Al tatif, Rashi, at last Rashi in the parashah, it's dibur, that's the peh. So the tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh correspond to the peh and the ayin that were mesakeh during this time especially. And arba is begamatria, b'damayi chayi, b'damayi chayi. Arba is dam peis, it brought it for the goyim, for the umas ha'olam, for the mitzriyim, it was destruction, it was moves. Hose mimen urakas ha'moves hazeh, but for us, it was riboy, it was chayos, it was tikkun. It was the true, hinani mevi mocha arba b'gevulecha is begamatria trua. Arba is the trua. The trua is mahapich the din terachamim. Ashrei ha'am yoidei surua. Ashrei is a lashon that's used only when one was masakin himself. When one is masakin himself, we say about him, Ashrei. Ashrei ha'am shakach aloi. Ashrei yoshvei beisecha. Fortunate, like it says by Osher. Why was he called Osher? Be'oshri ki ishrun yibonois. Only one who was masakin himself is zoicha to be called Ashrei. Asher is b'gematria detzach adash ba'achav. Ki yodua, the Gra says, Kol hamachala asher samti v'mitzrayim le'osim alecha, Kol hamachala asher b'gematria detzach adash ba'achav. And we have that here also. L'man tesaper be'oznei bincha u'ben bincha es asher his alalti b'mitzrayim. Asher. Equal to the tzachadash ba'achav. Also, miloshen ashrei. Ashrei ha'am yoideis ruah. Shvat, the month of Malchus, in this month, Paroi's kingdom begins to fall apart. And that's what's clear over here. And the fact that the Malchus of Paroi is falling apart is why Klal Yisrael now are entering into the role of Malchus. Malchus comes after Yesoid. When there's Tikkun HaYesoid, then there's Malchus. Malchus comes after Yesoid and the Spheres. And being that this makkah takes place in the Chodesh of Shvat, the Chodesh of Osher, the Chodesh of Yosef, according to the other opinion, which Yosef is, Yosef had Tzaddik, the tikkun of this pagam. In fact, the letter that Shvat was created with is the Ois Tzaddik. We mentioned in the previous weeks that during this time, a person is supposed to increase in saying Tehillim. Tehillim has 147 mizmorim, even though we say, what is this, 150? Yerushalmi in Shabbos, which Tosfos quotes in Pesachim, and Avkuf Yud Zayin, Yerushalmi says in Shabbos, in the 16th Perek, that there are 147 mizmorim Tehillim equal to the years of Yaakov Avinu. The Baal HaTurim quotes it in Parshas Vayechi. Because the first two mizmorim of Tehillim, Aleph and Beis, are really considered one. And there's another one later that's also really connected, Ayin Aleph and Ayin Beis. So therefore this Kuf Mem Zayin, if we subtract from Paroi, from the word Paroi, Kuf Mem Zayin, that means 355 minus 147 is equal to 208. That's Arba. Boyel Paroi, switch the Pei and the Ayin with the Beis and the Aleph. The Pera, that's the Pagam, the Pei and the Ayin, with saying Tehillim, be Marbin Amiras Tehillim, especially in this Chodesh Tehillim, the Eilish Mois B'nei Yisrael HaBoyim Seif Tevis Tehillim, that's the Kuf Mem Zayin Kapitlach, Yom Mevatel Pari, and it becomes Arba B'gematria, 8 times the Shem Havaya. This is the 8th Makkah. Arba equal to B'damayi Chayi, B'damayi Chayi. That's the Trua that is revealed in Chodesh Shvat, the Trua of Rosh Hashanah, the Trua of Ashrei Ha'am Yoidei Serua. That means that, as the Medrash says, the Om that knows to be Mahapech Din to Rachamim, that Hashem goes from Kisei Din to Kisei Rachamim, takes place in Shvat. Shvat, the first half is Din, beginning Tu B'Shvat is Rachamim. That's only according to Beis Hillel. But according to Beis Shammai, already Rosh Chodesh Shvat is Hamtokas Hadinim. Beis Shammai says that the Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilon is already on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. the lashon of the Yaris Dvash when he says that Shvat is Yisachar. He says Rosh Hashanah lo ilanois, even though the Mishnah says lo ilan lashon yachid. He says Rosh Hashanah lo ilanois. Rosh Hashanah lo ilanois is begematria lishuascha kivisi Hashem. In Shvat, we should be zaycha to the Yeshua, because in Shvat, Makas Arba starts already the Yeshua of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why everything that happens later by Yetzias Mitzrayim is already taking place by Makas Arba. Moshe is being chased out of the palace, like Klal Yisrael later are being chased out. As a result of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're zaycha to the mitzvah of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have it already over here. Once the peh, once the mouth has been purified, we're able to be Meshabeach, as mentioned, we can say Hallel, Laman Tesapre, Ba'oznei Bincha, Ven Bincha. Lo Yameisim Yahaleluka. But when one is alive, and one is a Chai, Poseach Es Yadechu, Mazbiya L'chol Chai Rotz, and one is able to be Meshabeach. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu turns around and walks out of the palace. The Malchus of Paroi is now falling. Moshe senses it. So Moshe turns around, he no longer walks out backwards. Paroi is still the king, yes, but to show, to symbolize that by this market, this is already totally different than before. Paroi's Malchus is on the verge of collapse. And therefore the Avodim pick it up too. When they see that Paroi, that Moshe Rabbeinu turns his back to Paroi, they realize that the Malchus of Paroi is no longer like it was. They speak up. Which they never did. Trua, the word trua is associated with Malchus. We find this in Balak. Hashem Eloikov Imoi Usruas Melech Boi. Trua is Malchus. They would blow a trua in front of the king. Bachatzoitzeret for Koil Shoifa Haril of Ne'amelech Hashem. Therefore, by this matter, Paroi wants the taf. He wants the children. He wants the tipos. As we mentioned last week, that during this time, Chayil Balav Ayikienu, during these weeks, we're supposed to draw out the sparks of Kedusha that were swallowed by the Tumah. That's the whole idea of Kibbutz Nidochim that we're mechavin in the Brach of Tekabah Shoifer Gadol. That's why Paroi, specifically by this Makkah, which takes place in Shvat, the month of Shoivavim, Paroi demands that he wants to keep the Taf, he wants to keep the Tipos. He doesn't want it to be a Tikkun, because he knows he knows that if I send the small children, I give out the tipois and you're misaking the tipois zera, then it's v'yes ruach atuma avrim in ha'oretz, which Paroi doesn't want. That's why ashalach eschem v'yes tapchem is begematria v'yes ruach atuma avrim in ha'oretz. So Paroi asks that this makkah end early, just like we mentioned last week by Tzvardeya and by Borod. Paroi doesn't want the makkah to last a full week that it's supposed to, because if this makkah lasts a full week, and the midah of Shmini, the midah of Bina, which this is the eighth makkah, which is Bina, will remain with Klal Yisrael, that will bring the Geula Hashleima, which Paroi doesn't want. So Paroi wants this makkah to end quickly. Shvat is the chodesh that Moshe Rabbeinu began teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael in 70 languages. It's the Svarim tell us that Devarim is considered Torah Shebal Peh in contrast to the four chumashim before. And it's Yodua that one of the tikkunim and shoivim is to learn a lot of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is a tikkun for Pagam HaBriz, especially Torah Shebal Peh, Malchus Peh. Malchus is Peh, as it says in Pasach Eliyahu. Al pi hadvarim ha'ela korati itcha bris, the pasuk says that the bris that Hashem made with Klal Yisrael is dafka Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is not mefurish; it's hidden, and the Chachmei Yisrael in every door had to figure it out with Yud Gimel Midos Shatayin and Dreshes Bohem. And perhaps that's the reason why Makas Arba is not mefurish. Moshe Rabbeinu had to figure it out with the koyach of Torah Shebal Peh, because this is the chodesh of Shvat. The Chodesh that Moshe Rabbeinu begins teaching Sefer Devarim, which was considered Torah Shebal Peh, Klapei the four chumashim prior. It's also, we say, May Osher was Shmeino Lachmoi. Shmeino is Osius Mishnah. It's a Zoyar that says that Osher ben Yaakov stands in front of Gehenna and doesn't allow anyone who learns Mishnayos to come in. Whoever learns Mishnayos is Zoycha to be exempt from the punishment of Gehenna. Mishnah has a tremendous effect, just like Tehillim. Mishnah, particularly Mishnah, Mishnayis, Torah Shebaal Peh. Mishnah is Misaka in the Neshama, especially during these weeks. May Osha Shmeino Lachme, as the Pasuk says, Gam ki yitonu bagoyim ata akapzeim. That Ein HaGolius Miskansois, the Medrash says, that the exiles will not be gathered only in the Schus of Limud HaMishnayis, which we see today a tremendous Yesayiris in Limud HaMishnayis, Limud of Torah Shebaal Peh. Shvat is the Chodesh of Torah. Shvat is therefore the Chodesh of Yisachar, according to the Yaris Dvash. Yisachar is the Talmud Chacham. Yisachar is the one who is Isaac in Torah Shebaal Peh. Vayar Menucha Ki Toiv. Ve'esha Oretz Ki Na'ema. Vayet Shichmoy Lizboil. Yisachar, it's known to be, was the toiled in Torah, which toiling in Torah obviously is Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebiksav, one doesn't have to toil as much as Torah Shebaal Peh. Yisachar is the Amkan, the Omel Batayrah. According to this opinion, that Shvat is Yisachar, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, because this is the month when one should intensify his limud of Torah Shebaal Peh, Dafka Torah Shebaal Peh, to be Misakin, especially as the Sfarim say that in our generation, we don't have to go through all the Tanesim and the Sigufim that was done already in the previous generations. Today it's just Torah and Tefillah. So Shvat is the Chodesh of Torah, the Chodesh of Malchus, the Chodesh of the punishment for the Umos, the Shevet, Teroyim B'Shevet Barzel, Shevet Misha, Shevet Malchusecha. The Arba came because of the Ruach Kodim. Kodim is Kedem. Tshuva is Kedem. Chadesh Yemeinu Kekedem. There's a tremendous Ruach of Tshuva when Arba comes to Mitzrayim. That's why even Paroi is doing Tshuva. Paroi says, Sono Chatosi. Ach ha-pa'am, something which Paran never said before that. He just said, Chotasi, he didn't ask for forgiveness. Here he's asking for forgiveness because there's a tremendous Ruach of Tshuva, the Ruach of Kedem, Chadesh Yemeinu Kekedem, Tshuva Kodma Le'olam, that we see over here, the Hashem Niag Ruach Kodim Ba'oretz, which is the Gematria HaMelech HaMashiach. The Ruach of Mashiach is felt when Makas Arba arrives, the eighth Makkah. The Makkah associated with Dam Mila, Pesach and Mila, B'damayachayi. And this, of course, is the connection between the Arba with Tefillin. Tefillin also has to do with the number 8. There are 8 parshios, 4 in the Shel Yad, there 4 in the 4 in the Shel Rosh, L'tatafes Bein Einecha, 4 separate, and in the Yad they're all one. They're all together. There are 8 parshios. Also, the number 8. V'hoyel lo'ais al yadcha l'tatafes Bein Einecha ki bechayzek eratzianu Hashem imitzroyim. Which tefillin is malchus, the tefillin that we wear, like the crown of a yid, is tefillin shel roish, the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel roish in particular is the malchus, the crown, the keser. We have to daven ma'ariv, obviously. Many have walked into daven ma'ariv, so we should be zeichetaka to utilize this chaydish, the chaydish of Shvat that's coming, the last night of Teves, Yom Kippur Kotten, which takes us into Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Hashanah Le'ilin, according to Beis Shammai, the halacha will be like Beis Shammai La'osid Lava. We should be talking bizoicha to utilize these weeks, these months, properly, and bizoicha to all that was nizgala in Makkah's Arba and in Makkah's Choshech, u'lechol b'nei Yisrael haya Arba Mashvaisam, which those words are equal to Tikkun Shoivivim. Tikkun Shoivivim is the or, mitoich ha-choshech, which would be mehapech, the or, the choshech to or, which would be bizoicha to kimeit seischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, arena nefloiz. This is the Parsha of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is Goren Gichen, as they say in Yiddish, very soon to the Geulah, Hamitis Vashleim.